We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of The Grateful Dread. I'm your host, Andrew Young, aka Jimmy Soul, aka The Mad Fanatic, aka The Grateful Dread. Today I am blessed, I am grateful, I am present in this moment, and I am ready to share with you some wisdom that God has imparted on my spirit today. Today I want to talk about what many people call divine redirection. That is when things don't happen like you plan, but they happen like he planned. And instead of going the way you thought you would go, life redirects you in the direction that he intended for you to go. The other day, I posted this post that was really kind of uncharacteristic of me, because I was really, to be honest with you, completely out of alignment, and I wasn't asking the right questions. I went to the studio for the third time in a row, 3 days in a row, and I left there empty-handed, which is not something I'm used to doing. I usually have a real grace on my creative process where I could walk in there with no words, just kind of an idea of what I'm supposed to record that day and a choice of beats that I'm going to use, and I can leave with a song in 2 hours mixed and everything. It's usually easy for me. So I go to the studio. I'm trying to record a song a day for 12 days because I just wanted to hurry up and do my album. That was an album I'm trying to release February 14th. Lord willing, I still will be able to do that. But if not, I'm okay with that. But anyway, I go there 3 days in a row. They're fruitless, and I don't leave with a song. And I'm really discouraged, and I'm frustrated. And I don't leave with a song, not because I didn't have words or anything like that. I had the song I'm supposed to record. My voice just wasn't cooperating. I've been spending a lot of time here at the beach, a lot of time taking these long walks every day. And it's 30 degrees in Connecticut every day, so it's not really conducive for vocals, even rap vocals. And a lot of my vocals, even my rap songs, they have a little bit of elements of singing in them. So I just don't want to sound strainy. I don't want to sound like I'm struggling to hit like simple notes that I'm supposed to be able to hit in my sleep. And I'm just not liking how my voice is sounding. Everything's sounding like real struggly. And so I was really frustrated, and I posted about it, right? So I'm sitting in the studio. That's like my quiet place. That studio is super quiet after I turned everything off. And I'm like, God, if I'm supposed to be doing this album, then why isn't there any grace? Why are you letting my voice be messed up? It's been messed up for like a week now. What's going on? I'm trying to make this deadline. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Then why is this happening? Why is my voice not cooperating? And I had this knowing in my heart. Some people will call it a hearing. I heard God say, and that's really what I was going to say, that quiet, still voice. But it's really more of a knowing. It's not like audible. It's almost like your gut is talking to you. And I felt like God was saying to me, did I tell you you were supposed to do that? When did I tell you that this is what you're supposed to do? And then I was like, wait a minute. Did God tell me this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now? And then I had to check myself, and I had to go back to what I said I was going to do differently this new year. Because last year, I made a ton of plans. I was like, I'm going to do 365 episodes of The Grateful Dread. I'm going to finish up my book. I'm going to flip a house. I'm going to start making $10,000 a month. I'm going to start doing this. I wrote down so many goals for myself, and I don't think I achieved any of them but the one that was to grow in my relationship with God, to deepen my relationship with Christ. I genuinely feel like I did prioritize that, and I certainly saw the fruits of that, and I'm grateful that God didn't let go of me, and that the Holy Spirit continues to lead me and make me more and more Christ-like every day. But This year I decided, nah, I'm not taking that approach. You know, because my boy Brandon was talking to me about this book, The One Thing. And he was telling me how this book tries to tell you, just focus on one thing. And I was at such a place, I was in such alignment, I was able to speak to him really from the Holy Spirit. And I was like, well, God's been telling me the one thing is just seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his presence. Everything else will take care of itself. All else will be added, right? And I just started noticing, like, I get up and that would be my priority. I would spend time in God's presence and allow him to lead me. God, what we doing today? And he'd be like, I might have had a rough plan for the day, like, oh, I'm gonna go record this, or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna do that. And he'd be like, nah, I'm gonna need you to go spend some time with your grandma today, or call your mom. And I would have to carve out a window, not have to, but get to carve out a window to talk to her for a couple hours. And I would find that she needed someone to talk to that day. You know what I mean? It'd be just different things. And I would just be completely submitted to being led by the Spirit. And so when I was in the studio 3 days in a row and I'm not leaving with a song, I had to ask myself, I really had to ask God first. Like I told you, I said, why, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, why is this not working out? And God told me, I didn't tell you this is what you're supposed to be doing. You forgot to ask me what to do. And the crazy thing is, I had been stressing out about this, my musical, because I've already copywritten it. I registered it with the Copyright Office. I registered it with the Writers Guild. So I'm thinking I'm done with that script. But then I had this kind of, just kind of not seeing eye to eye with one of the producers on the project, who produced a couple of the songs that were going to be in the musical. And I realized, like, I can't really work with him right now. His head is not really in the space where he needs to be part of this project. But having to cut out those two songs kind of drastically altered this finished story. It made me have to go back to the drawing board yet again. And I really didn't want to. And I kind of got to a place where I was ready to give up and turn my back on the musical and say, you know what, forget this musical. It's not even really making sense to me anymore anyway. What am I thinking? I start having these feelings of doubt and inadequacy and just thinking that it's not meant, it's not going to work out the way it's supposed to. And I'm ready to abandon ship and give up on the musical. Well, God wasn't going to let me do that. So we started putting on my heart, a bunch of messages would just come to me, whether it was a Stephen Furtick message, or he would lead me to another message from this dude, John Gray, when he spoke at the Ascend Church about yesterday, actually. And he said, it's time to strike. And I felt God talking to me loud and clear, saying, first, Stephen Furtick was talking about you, like, to pull out the potential, to the, like, start with the potential you have. And like, I know I have potential in my hand. I know I have an anointing on my hand when I start typing or writing, that it's just a gift. It flows from somewhere other than me. It comes from somewhere higher than myself, especially as it pertains to this particular project that I'm working on, because I believe wholeheartedly that God gave it to me for a purpose. He saw where I'm positioned. In fact, he positioned me there with this influence that I have and these connections that I have in the world of football. And he wanted me to tell a story that inspires faith to football fans, who a lot of them are spending their Sundays prioritizing something other than God. And there's a way to do both. And there's a way that God has revealed to me his grace and his love and the power of faith, even in my football journey. And it's something that he's given me this really awesome story to share with people, to help them have those kind of same realizations and reveal himself to them as well. So anyway, he puts it on my heart to go pick the script back up and just tap into my potential and trust him to do the rest. So I prayed about it. I'm like, God, I don't know what this script is. I thought it was good, but now I think it's suspect. I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna need the Holy Spirit to help me write this thing. Like, you've been helping me. I'm gonna need you to help me again. But I still don't do anything. Right, I don't start writing that day at all. I'm still kind of trying to work it out. I'm kind of trying to figure things out, and nothing's really coming to me. And then I'm walking on one of my walks, and then like one of the scenes came to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's starting to become clearer and clearer. And then I come across this sermon that just completely interrupted everything. And I knew God was telling me, like, stop what you're doing and go get alone and go watch this sermon. It's for you. I knew, like, before I really even clicked it, I knew it was for me. But then after I started watching it, I knew I really had to, like, isolate myself and go listen to the sermon and get a fresh download, right? So I did, and I'm inspired. And I know that when I go home last night I'm gonna have to start writing. I'm gonna go back to that script, I'm gonna open it up, and I'm gonna start deleting the scenes that I had to delete and adding scenes that need to be added. And something told me, you'll just write a new synopsis and make an outline of the whole story. And then you can go start working on the script again, which was what I'm gonna do today. But I was able to sit there yesterday and it just flowed. Like, all of a sudden, I'm sitting down, I don't know how long it was. It probably was like 45 minutes, maybe an hour tops. But I leave and I have a 3-page outline of the entire script for this musical series. And I'm like, whoa, this is definitely more solid than what I registered the last time I put it down. Every time God's had me start writing and then put it down for whatever reason and pick it back up, it's always had to be revised and modified, and it's always gotten better and better and better. And now it's the best it's been, and I'm excited to go start writing these scenes now that I have the outline. But the whole moral of this story, because that was kind of a long, very long-winded way of saying divine redirection. Sometimes you have a plan. I had a plan. I'm sitting here, you know what? I need to, because I know what the plans he has for me are. Psych. He knows the plans. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans not to harm you, but you know what I mean? He knows the plans, but that doesn't necessarily mean you know the plans. Sometimes you get little glimpses, little coming attractions, little trailers, little previews, little visions of glimpses of your future, but you don't really see the in-between. God just gives you, what's your next step? What's your next step? What's your next step? So while I'm planning on working on my album, which drops in February, God is like, no, that's not the priority, Andrew. The priority was this musical. You said you couldn't be part of groups because of this musical. You said you didn't have time for this because of this musical. You need to prioritize your time and work on this musical. It's time with me, it's time with your kids, and it's time on that musical. That's the priority. And for me, I kind of been on some stuff like, you know what, I'm getting ready to do this fundraiser for this musical to try to raise money to produce it, because I'm going to need to raise like 20 grand, to be honest with you, at least 13,000, but comfortably 20,000, to make something I can be proud of. And God's given me a way and some inspiration on how I'm going to go about doing that. But anyway, I've been thinking like, I'll wait till I get what I need to start doing this fundraiser, then I'll pick the musical up again. And then God told me loud and clear yesterday, no, you'll start working on the musical again, and then I'll bring you what you need to raise the money. This is how it's gonna work. And I'm gonna need you to start getting back to what you said and prioritize asking me what we're doing, and then you don't have to get out of alignment and be feeling like slighted and like you're not loved. You are cared for, you're not being submitted, you're trying to lead the way. So I just wanted to share that story with you and encourage you, because now, by the way, I feel great today. I feel like, oh my God, everything's on the right path. The musical is the priority, and as it should be. And the album, if I don't record another song for a week, I'll still be fine to make my deadline. You know what I mean? I don't need to rush and prioritize what I want to prioritize. I got to prioritize what God's telling me to prioritize, and then everything will run much smoother. So they call that divine redirection. I'm frustrated because my voice isn't working, but what was happening was God was stepping in and redirecting me back to the path that I'm supposed to be on. And that's kind of how God works. So if you feel like you're running into brick walls and things aren't going as smoothly as you want, consider the possibility that you're being divinely redirected because you're out of alignment. You're not in the path that He has for you. And sometimes, like, God doesn't really care about your plan or your timeline, to be honest with you. Like, He doesn't. If you want God's help, hey, God, help me do this. God has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you. But you got to trust Him. You got to trust His timeline. You got to trust His steps. The steps of a righteous man are ordered. If God is leading the way, then you just got to walk the path He's sending you on, because there's a reason for everything He does. He sees the future that you don't see. There's a reason why I needed to prioritize this thing. I needed to keep my energy on this project, for whatever reason. But I'm trusting that it's gonna work out great, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. And I just wanted to share that story with you, and I hope it encourages you if you're feeling like your plans aren't going how you wanted them to go. And as always, Appreciate the blessing.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.